This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling Wednesday to Riyadh to discuss with Saudi officials the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities that U.S. officials say they believe originated from Iran. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, which knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. But U.S. officials say the available evidence is showing that is not possible. Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeir.
The more engagement you have with Iran, the more Iran believes that its aggressive behavior is acceptable in the world, and that's not acceptable. So that's those issues have to be reconsidered.
The minister said on Saturday that the kingdom would build its response to last weekend's attacks on the country's largest oil processing facility based on the results of the investigation.
We are in consultations with our allies and friends with regards to the next steps that we need to take. We are awaiting the final results of the investigation with regards to the attack, and in particular where it originated from, so that we can build a response on that.
The Pentagon said the U.S. will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to beef up security. According to a person familiar with the matter, President Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats condemned what they saw as a clear effort to damage a political rival. Trump defended himself Friday against the intelligence official's complaint.
It's a partisan whistleblower. They shouldn't even have information. I've had conversations with many leaders. They're always appropriate.
Although Mr. Trump characterized the whistleblower as partisan, he also said he did not know who that whistleblower was. This is VOA News. Swedish teenage activist Greta Thunberg on Saturday told a UN youth summit about the success of the youth protests that took place around the world on Friday.
Millions of people across the globe marched and demanded real climate action, especially young people. We showed that we are united and that we young people are unstoppable.
With world leaders about to gather in New York for a UN Climate Action Summit next week, a youth panel addressed the assembly on Saturday to demand urgent measures to stop environmental catastrophe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
But first of all, it's an enormous pleasure to be a keynote listener when we can listen to meaningful things like the ones we heard. And indeed, I've been more times keynote speaker than keynote listener, but that is one of the problems of world leaders, is that they talk too much and they listen too little.
He encouraged young activists to continue to hold leaders accountable. Thousands of people in Hong Kong have taken to the streets of the Chinese territory for the latest round of pro-democracy demonstrations. Reuters reports police fired tear gas on demonstrators who vandalized a light rail station. The protesters began their rally on Saturday after pro-China supporters tore down some of the city's dozens of Lenin walls that were created with colorful post-it notes on which anti-government messages have been written. The walls are named after the 1980 John Lennon Wall in communist-controlled Prague that was splattered with Beatles lyrics and messages of political outrage. A proposed bill that would have allowed some Hong Kong criminal suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial sparked the month-long anti-government demonstrations, and that proposal has already been withdrawn. And France can also be thrown in the protest mix as protesters in the French capital are trying to revive the anti-government yellow vest movement, and in doing so were met with tear gas from police on Saturday. Paris is under high security with thousands of police and riot gear stationed at the city landmarks, including the Champs-Élysées, the Eiffel Tower, and Notre-Dame Cathedral. The Associated Press reports at least 39 people have been arrested. Demonstrators wearing vests began taking to French streets around the country, but especially Paris, about 10 months ago. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. Voice of OA.